You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy. So now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Sure is. Welcome to Tuesday, Australia. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, Buzzy.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, Buzz, old me old mate. What a day we have, guys.
Absolutely.
We're all sounding a bit distracted because we're scrolling through Instagram, my Instagram to be exact, after I posted the picture of you yesterday. In a wig, we were trying to improve the haircut you had.
Mate, a Bulgarian boy butchered me.
And so you put a long-haired wig on, and I put it on my Instagram without a lot of context. I just said, on the airwaves now, with that, Mrs. Tommy Little, and put a picture of you. And it seems to have confused quite a lot of people.
Are they saying how good it is?
Just a lot of people not sure how to take it, whether
it's really a joke
or whether it's your new thing.
Okay,
just a lot of no's.
Does that mean no as in like
means no, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe no, don't change it. Finally, you've got the haircut that we want.
No, a couple of oh no's.
Oh, okay.
Still doable was one.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still I mean, my favourite is, oh my God, that is hideous. Like, really strong.
Is that really your
favourite? Did you talk?
Yeah, that's the best. No, that's not for me. I'd have
If I die, can you make sure that my tombstone says still doable?
I thought you were going to ask for that photo to be the one we put on the front of the booklet.
The booklet?
Yeah.
What?
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 Okay. Nothing.
Hey, it wasn't all bad from me.
What did you get? Did you post it?
No, I just got a few DMs after the project last night. Because
well,
I took
the
wig off.
The project.
No, I know, but I still had this haircut from when the Bulgarian butchered me and I'm nearly bald now.
Yeah.
And this was quite nice and considered, I thought. This is from a guy who actually won Australia Men's Hairdresser of the Year. And he got in touch. And I thought, finally, after all the criticism, maybe someone has appreciated what this Bulgarian bloke has done to my hair and just really wants to let me know how great that someone is going out there with their hair. And he wrote, hey, dude, I was watching the project last night and couldn't help but notice your hair. I don't want to sound like a class A knob, which happens a lot, but it ain't your best. And then he's offered to fix it for me.
Oh, do that.
Should I hit him up?
Definitely.
Okay. Yep. And send him a photo of me in the wig and say I'm going for this.
Great. Let's do it. We're doing that tomorrow. There's no time to waste, mate. You're on the show every night at the moment filling in for Pete. You've got to get on top of these things.
Well, not according to people out there. Because of my haircuts, they just think there's a different bloke each night. Up next, because I've got some amazing airline rules that we didn't know existed. Reasons you can get kicked off a flight.
Is this off the Veronica stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's more rules than I knew about.
We'll get to them next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Kitty Flanagan stopping by for a chat. And she's going to help us out with the paper quiz just after 4 the Savo. We're just on air, Caitlin. Thank you.
It's all right. Just good producers.
Bickers, let's talk about travelling rules.
Yeah.
The Veronicas, remember when we chatted on the project? God, they love me.
That happens often, you know.
People hate me.
Well, it's not like I hate you. They just don't give you a lot.
Hated me.
You were being a bit annoying.
I wasn't. I was trying to make jokes.
I know, but they weren't finding it funny. It wasn't a funny scenario for them.
But why not?
Because it wasn't.
They've just been booted off a plane.
No,
who
but
cares?
It became an incident, you know?
Only because they sat there with their very...
Let's not annoy me now. You're pretty annoyed there.
But there was a lot of talk at the time of what Qantas staff are allowed to and not allowed to do.
Because I was surprised. Remember, because I was telling you when I was pregnant, I can't remember which airline I was on.
Yep.
I think it might have even been when we were going overseas.
Yep.
And I asked one of the attendants to help me put my bag in the overhead carrier and they wouldn't. And it took a male passenger who went, oh my God, this is ridiculous. I'll put your bag up for you. And so I thought maybe there was a policy in place, but I just don't think they liked me.
Where was I? Why didn't I help?
Oh, I'm probably drunk.
Okay. But an article has come out today about rules that you might not know about airlines and what they can and can't kick you off for. The big one that I didn't realise, they can kick you off if you stink.
Yes.
How's that?
If you stink but you don't have an illness.
Yes, they said if you have a body odour that is offensive, not caused by a disability or illness.
But what if you have, what's that, you know how some people have that mouth illness that causes the body odour?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis. Is it gingivitis?
I don't know.
No, it's the term when you have really bad breath.
Oh, dump breath.
But is that an illness if you can't control it? What was that? Halitosis. Yes, thanks, Marshy. Halitosis.
I don't know. It doesn't specifically go into halitosis.
If they say you smell, you say, I've got halitosis.
I love that they go into saying it has been enforced. If you think these things can't be enforced, it has been. And it was in 2014, a French bloke.
Got kicked off for smelling.
Yeah. Mm. Well, isn't that the most stereotypical thing? Like, you're like, of course. Mm. Of course. Mm. Too much money. If you have too much money, sometimes you can't leave the country.
You can't leave the country with more than 10,000. Is that right?
Without declaring
it.
Yeah. And then also because
you can't sit in an empty spot. If your mate's on a seat with a spot next to it that's free, you can't just change seats and go sit there.
Well, you can get booted. I mean, those things are a bit excessive. I'm a fan of the stink one. But there are things that I think we should be able to kick people off for.
Like kids kicking your seat?
No, that's not even up on my list of things.
Really?
Do you reckon?
Have you sat in front of a kid kicking your seat?
Buzzy, if she wants to kick people off. Yeah, you did that to that person.
Well, I did it to the kid, actually.
Hang on. Sorry, Buzzy. Bickmore's just booted the kid as well.
Did they vomit on the way down?
I don't know. It sounds like you shot them on the
way down. Do you have an issue with reclining?
Reclining on a domestic flight. See ya. Sorry, I didn't realise we were over water. No, my big one at the moment is bare feet.
Who travels barefoot?
Internationally, people, as soon as they get on, bare feet, and they just tool around in bare feet.
Well, they could get off because of the stink.
Disgusting.
The stink. They're not allowed. You know what annoys me?
What?
When somebody... I'm still eating my food and somebody else is finished with their meal and they slide it across to my tray so they can put their table up.
Do they?
Yeah. Got to eat faster.
I mean, this one is very probably cliche, but I think it still stands up and they should be booted. I don't know how we pick it at the start of the fight. And actually, if we do it at the end of the fight, it might be exactly what they wanted. But people who, when you land and the seatbelt sign goes off, they stand up.
No, I've got worse.
What?
I've got one for the over the water one. Get that one ready, Buzz. When people clap at the end of a landing. No, I don't want to see a community clap at the end of a landing.
I'm going to start. Next time we fly together, I'm going to start. I'm proud. I always start the clap at the end of movies.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. It's one of my favourite things to do.
Bad movies too?
Anything. And if nobody joins in, even better. Because I'm in the dark, I'm hiding, and I'm just a solo clapper. And
everybody's sorry, this going, is... That
is
was
that
for
me?
You.
Am I out?
Yeah, that was for you.
Okay,
yeah, you're gone, bro.
Who do you want kicked off the fight?
Right.
131060, give us a call. What type of people do you want to see gone? We'll happily kick them down the stairs for you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got a Blue Balls update from your partner Chris coming up soon, Carrie.
He's giving us regular Blue Balls updates.
He's not happy about me discussing his Blue Balls on the air yesterday.
Find out more about that coming up. Right now, we are booting people off planes because we didn't know there were so many reasons that you could boot people off planes.
If you smell, you can get booted off.
Yep.
If you sit in a spot that's not your seat.
Boot it off.
Yep.
Too much cash on you.
Yep.
Boot it off.
Lewis, why do you think someone should be booted off? What's your rule?
I think children who scream for extended periods of time and their parents don't do anything about it, the parents should get kicked off first and then the kids.
As in, Lewis, do you give, after you boot the parents, do you give the kid a chance to stop screaming? And if the kid stops screaming, they can stay? Or
maybe that's why they're screaming.
Maybe, but if the child stops screaming and maybe stops kicking the back of your seat, then definitely they can stay.
Kicking back.
Do you know what's
seat.
Funny? Do you have kids, Lewis?
I do not.
No, because when I'm on a flight with my kids and they're crying and people are looking at me with that angry face, I get so angry. But if I'm on a flight without them and there's a kid crying, I am that person.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, can't you get your kid to be quiet?
Do you remember that bloke that we
had? I'm not talking about the kids that cry when you've got
boot
the...
Boot him, Buzzy. Boot him. Boot him. See you, Lewis. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel, who do you think should be booted off planes?
Over-emotional people.
Hang on. I think I might have just been booted off. Because I cry every movie that I watch.
Yes.
I don't know what it is on a plane, but it's something about the lack of oxygen. Any movie will make me cry.
I flew to America and this chick cried nearly the entire way to the States because she had to leave her boyfriend behind.
Oh, yeah.
How long do you give someone? How long is she allowed to cry for?
Maybe until we reach altitude.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that's not bad. That is, like, bad.
As soon as the seatbelt lights is off.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it, Rach. Good on you. Should we go to Gabs? Gabs, who do you want to boot off?
Hey, I want to boot people off who change their baby's nappies while sitting in the seat.
Wheeze you're okay with or neither?
I think they're both pretty weird, but particularly poos. Like, I've literally had a 3-year-old sitting next to me and they've done it next to me.
That's a nugget. That's a human. Gabs, does that really happen? I've never seen that.
I can't need either.
It happened to me twice on a flight from Sydney to Korea and then Korea to Europe. And I felt like fainting by the end. The smell was horrific.
There's not enough space for that to be happening. Imagine if they use your lap as part of the change table.
Gabby, what? I bet, was this a super budget airline?
Actually, it was a really reputable airline, and I was frantically trying to make eye contact with with the hostesses.
To get them thrown off. Come on, you Gabs.
Oh, finally with Chris. Hey, Chris, what do you hate that goes down on an aeroplane?
Hey, guys, when you sit down on the plane and someone tries to start a conversation and they start with the line, where are you off to? It's like, mate, I'm on a plane. Where do you think I'm going with you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. So we may have caused a domestic dispute at home yesterday. You may recall us discussing Chris's blue balls.
Yes.
He's always rolling around and losing his blue balls at home. He spends more time stretching and lying on his blue ball than he actually does training.
Yeah.
I think 80% of his time spent at home is spent lying on his blue ball.
Mate, it's driving you nuts.
It's driving me nuts.
He's not running that much.
Chris's idea is if he can get himself in optimum working order, then he can get himself up this mountain.
I think his idea
is
very different to the reality of his situation.
How often do you reckon elite athletes are rolling on their blue balls?
I don't reckon they've got blue balls. So this is, of course, about Chris's training for the Point to Pinnacle, the hardest half marathon in the world, happening middle of November now.
Yeah, it's very tough, and there is a lot of training required, but all that seems to be happening in our house is a lot of rolling around on the blue ball.
Like he's fallen over onto the blue ball and can't get up. Keeps trying to get off it.
Anyway, he wasn't very happy when he got home last night because he was like, you're implying that I'm not running. And I'm like, well, you're not running.
I thought implying means not just saying it directly. Like, I thought implying suggests that there's an undertone.
Sorry, I should say you're accusing me of not
just
running,
saying,
of not
you're
training.
Saying I'm not running.
And he sent me another message before. We tried to get him on, but he's busy at the moment rolling on his blue ball. But he said to me, babe, I'm taking anti-inflammatories. I'm eating you foods. I'm getting osteo. I'm doing everything I can to get up this mountain. And I wrote back, yes, everything except running.
Yeah.
You're missing the bit that you're meant to be doing, the running. And he claims he is running. But here's the interesting thing. When I'm around him morning and night and on the weekends, I mean, he goes for a run once on a weekend.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of running happening. But the thing is,
what's his blue ball to running ratio, you reckon?
Well, I don't know, because I think he might be secretly running.
Oh.
Because I've noticed in the morning. Right,
with his blue balls?
Like, I don't know if he takes the blue balls or not.
I know you stretch with them after, but do you can you run with blue balls?
I don't know. I've never done that before. I'm not sure. Have you tried?
Running with blue balls?
Yeah.
No. Too bulky.
Yeah, I think it would be hard to run with them. But the thing is, when he leaves for work in the morning, right, I often see him take his sneakers with him. And I think unless he's walking around the office in his runners, like he's got to cover a lot of ground during the day while he's at the office.
Trying to get his steps up at the office.
Then why is he taking his sneakers? And I think he might be secretly running at work.
At work?
And the reason why I think it's in secret is two reasons.
Yes.
One, because I think he wants to play this whole, oh, babe, I haven't been able to get my running in kind of thing, so that on the day he can sprint to the top of Point Pinnacle and be like, whoa, and everyone can be like, oh, my God, Mr. Walker comes in, you know, gets second or third.
Mr. Walker, we should point out, is his name and not not like a term for what you think he's doing. Oh, that runner, Mr. Walker. Oh, yeah, he'll be good.
The other thing is, though, because we're both training for
it's adorable that you think that's one of the outcomes.
What? That he might come second or third.
Notice how I just
say come first.
Wow!
Sorry, babe. I have faith in you. Just not enough for you to come first. But the other reason I think it could be because there's a little bit of competitiveness against us. I'm walking, he's running it, right? But it's hard with kids to find time to train.
Yes.
And so it's a competition between who's going to get in the morning a chance to go out and have a run or go do some exercise. Yeah. And if he did it every morning when I'm home, I'd be like, babe, I'm not getting the chance to go out. Why are you going for a run?
Yeah.
So instead, he's sneaking it in at work, on work time.
But I find this hard because you're saying it's hard to get out a lot and train.
Yeah.
But he's managing to find enough time to spend hours rolling around on his blue balls.
I know, but then he's at home and he often rolls around the blue balls while entertaining the kids.
Does he? Yeah. That's what kids love. Oh, God. Oh. Remember those days when we were young and Dad was rolling around in his blue balls and totally ignoring me? Oh, that was dizzy stuff. I love that.
But it's made me think, if he's doing that at work, right? If he's
kids, get off your screens. Come roll on your blue balls.
Yeah. Oh, he did roll on it the other day because he's had his glutes. Anyway, I want to know what people are doing when they're meant to be at work. He's off training for Point to Pinnacle.
Well, Buzz gets haircuts.
Does he?
Yes.
A buzz cut.
I'll tell everyone I'm leaving the office just for half an hour, come back with a fresh fade.
Have you never
always
seen
during work time?
Sometimes he'll leave mid hour meetings and then he'll just say, I'm just ducking out. Yeah. And he'll come back and he'll have a fresh fade.
That's so obvious.
I didn't notice.
Well.
But I mean, it's a pretty obvious thing to do on work time. Yeah. It's like Chris coming back all sweaty and then pretending he's ducked out for a coffee.
What have you been doing? Just drinking coffee aggressively? Didn't know it was going to be so hot. It's made me sweat.
But I reckon there's lots of stuff people doing while they're on. It's meant to be on their work day and they're secretly off doing other stuff.
I love it. Give us a call, 131060. What are you doing when you're meant to be at work?
When you're meant to be on the job.
Yes. Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Break free from your existing home loan and switch to ME Bank to see how much you could save. All the details that you need for that, mebank.com.au.
I didn't know they won Money Magazine's 2018 Money Minder of the Year Award.
The beautiful folks at ME Bank.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of winning, someone who could win Point to Pinnacle is my gorgeous partner, Mr. Christopher Walker.
I think he's going to win.
Well, he thinks he's in with a chance because I was giving him hassle that he hasn't been doing any training for it.
No,
and he's bitten back.
Balls.
Well, I thought he was just rolling on the ball with no training involved. But he's hit back saying he's doing a lot of training. I think a lot of that training's happening while he's meant to be at work.
Yes.
So we're asking, what are you getting done? Why are you meant to be on the day job? Rachel, what are you up to?
Hi. So when I'm at work, I do reception, so I sit at my desk and answer phones, and I put one headphone in and watch Gogglebox on my computer.
That's pretty fun.
Does it make the conversation tricky? Like, do you ever have two things going on at once and you're, like, critiquing the show? But
the phone rings three times before it gets to me, so I can hear one, and then I'll pause it, put the headphone out, and then take the call and then put it back in later.
You've got the fastest fingers in the West, Rachel. That's very smooth operating. Have you ever been caught? Like, do people walk in and you quickly have to, you know, minimise
windows
and stuff like that?
Well, I make it really, really small because I have two screens. So I make it really small in the corner so that I can just, like, click on the email on the back and it covers it.
That's very
I just love it. She's I've thought about it. Gogglebox is watching other people. It's all just, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. It's good stuff, Rachel.
I mean, I guess that's what everyone's doing at home when they're watching Gogglebox at home.
I did think you were just discovering the idea of watching Gogglebox for the first time, but I didn't want to point that out.
I just discovered how funny it is that we're watching Gogglebox.
Oh, my God. I've just worked out that Gogglebox is us watching people watch TV. That's what Gogglebox is.
Oh, it's on our great network. Jade, what are you doing while you're meant to be doing your day job?
I am training for Point to Pinnacle as well.
Oh, Jade!
What are you doing, Jade? Are you sneaking out and going for runs?
Just around the dam, or I'll sneak off to the gym if I have a half-hour break between my customers, if I've got to wait a bit.
Oh, Jade, have you got blue balls too that you're rolling on?
Yeah.
Are they huge?
Are they? Can you run with them?
No.
No, you just save them for after or before.
Yeah. Jade, I'm going to carry them up there with me.
Jade, you're from Hobart. I need to know, have you been up the mountain before?
Yes, I done it in 2017.
How bad is it?
Terrible.
Okay.
Oh, God. Are you running it or walking it, did you say?
No, walking. I'm very unfit.
Yes, Tommy reckons he's running it. What's his chances of getting up there?
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh.
Oh, Jade, you're the best. Thank you.
How much have you paid, Jade?
I don't know, but whatever you want, you can have, Jade. Buzz, do we have a prize for Jade?
Oh, let's give Jade a $100 voucher to spend at tradie.com.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh,
thank you.
Well done, Jade.
Good luck, guys. You're going to love it.
Cheers, Dave.
Oh, can you hear the tone in that voice?
Bridget, what are you doing when you're meant to be working?
Hey, I'm in defence, so we've got PC every morning, but we'll just go hide in our room for mornos and play board games or just sit there doing absolutely nothing.
That's great. And you're in defence, so if we do get attacked and...
you and I or the nation?
The nation,
sure.
Yes. I know our front line will be hiding in their rooms playing board games.
100%, like you're safe from board games.
We'll finish with Kathy. Kathy, what are you secretly doing when you're meant to be at work?
I actually just went home before to do a poo.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sometimes you just need a laugh.
Yep.
And today I sat in makeup getting ready for our show because I need to be made up for it.
Yeah.
And I laughed my ass off for half an hour reading our next guest's new book, 488 Rules for Life. Would you please welcome Kitty Flanagan to the program?
Thank you very much. Yes, I have a lot of rules.
Well, I feel like I should start by saying thank you because it pretty much is just a passive-aggressive way for me to pass this book to Chris and say, read this and change.
Well, I actually texted Chris earlier and I said, is there anything Carrie does that I can bust her about in the rules? Because I said, I suspect, because there are a few rules for couples, and one of my rules is don't fart in front of your partner. And I know that's contentious because a lot of people say, but that just shows you're really relaxed together, you're really comfortable with each other. But I think you should respect your partner as much as you respect your colleagues
at
work.
That ship sailed for us.
Well, see, and that's what I said. And I said, it wouldn't surprise me to learn that Carrie's a farter.
Because why do you say that? Because do I look like a farter?
No, you really don't. And you shocked me on the project once when you admitted that at an open for inspection, house inspection, you'd done a poo, like in someone else's toilet. And I said, okay, well, all bets are off. I don't know this woman at all. So, yeah, I thought, well, there's no way she's not blowing off.
You got to go. It's going to be my house maybe in the end.
What do you do?
It is after you've been in
there.
Actually,
it didn't end up being mine, so sorry to whoever's
house it was.
Because
it stunk like shit. I'm not buying this place. Not now.
She's just lowering the value of the property.
Yeah.
Speaking of toilets, you do have rules for the toilet. What are some of them?
I do. Well, that was part of the inspiration for the book because Jordan Peterson wrote 12 Rules for Life. And I went, 12 Rules for Life? I've got 12 rules for the bathroom, mate. So I thought there's a lot more rules than just 12. And, you know, he wrote a bestseller with 12 rules. It's like, well, I got 488. How much is that going to go through the roof?
Did you not consider breaking it up into little books of 12? And you buy, like, a new volume each week?
That would have been so much smarter. But, no, I do have some bathroom rules. One of them is, I mean, obviously there's always that thing of people don't like it when someone uses up all the toilet paper and leaves an empty roll. Mm. I think what's worse is when someone leaves one square of toilet paper on the roll because they have gone to a concerted effort. Like they've rolled it back a bit to leave one square on there so that they can't be accused of not changing the toilet roll. I think that's worse. I think that's rule number 14.
Finishing the milk is the same. I used to always just leave a dribble of milk that's not enough to finish a cup of tea or anything, just so I didn't have to go.
Just so you don't have to throw it out.
Or go get new milk or anything like that.
I love how you talk about in the bathroom, in the toilet, rule number 12, don't marinate in your own filth. Yeah. And you talk about how it's not a library. It's not a place for reading. And you say it's also not a place for chatting. And you said a lot of women love a gab fest in the can, somehow forgetting that there are germs flying around all over the place, and by flapping your gums and having a good old chitty chat, you're inviting those germs right into your mouth. Bottom line, if your bum is open, your mouth should be closed.
I think that is a rule for life. If your bum is open, your mouth should be closed.
I try and talk over a fart to hide it. That would
just
ruin
my consuming your own fart.
No,
exactly.
But I think that's better than stopping mid sentence. Letting it go.
Oh, there is one we were talking before about my partner Chris. That we discuss in here because Tommy has real issues.
Is this
with
the courtesy shorts?
The courtesy shorts in the office. Activewear. You're big on activewear.
Well, first of all, I don't think it should be called activewear. It should be called going to the shops wear because that's all people do in it. And if you do want to wear it, that's fine. But men need to put a pair of shorts over leggings. It's just that's common courtesy. Mm. A lot of the book is common courtesy.
Yes.
And good manners. And
that women
good manners.
Should not wear grey leggings.
Never. Black leggings only. I mean,
why can't women wear grey leggings?
It's the sweat, Tommy.
Oh.
Like, if you wear a pair of grey leggings.
I can't wear grey anything.
Well, yeah. And you sweat in them. I don't know if you've lost control or if you've just been working out, because the sweat is going to appear in an unfortunate area, and you might look like a lady who just lifted a few too many pounds and blew a foofoo valve.
I'm calling an ambulance because someone's water's broken.
Yeah.
Now I've just offended a larger woman. Grey pants.
Yeah, don't wear grey. Black leggings only, and for men, Curtis shorts, because it's not the time for me to be working out whether you're circumcised or not. That's a private matter. That is another discussion to have in private.
You got a big thing about language, and I think our Buzz here is going to really irritate you with some of the things. One thing he says in particular,
some
Buzz,
of the things.
What's your favourite thing to say on a Wednesday?
Happy Hump Day, Australia. It's my favourite thing. I walk around the office saying, Happy Hump Day, everybody. Just letting everyone know we're at the hump and we're on our way to the weekend.
Do you do it to annoy people?
Do it just because I'm happy and I'm spreading joy.
Like, is it an ironic? Oh, you actually do it because you like saying it.
I think so, yeah.
See, I would do it to annoy people, like in an ironic way, but I think you genuinely enjoy it.
Yeah. Buzz doesn't have levels.
No irony. I
think everyone loves it. And I really don't like fry-yay either. People who send out an email saying, happy fry-yay. It's like, oh, good God. You've just unhappied my Friday.
Or my favourite one, the use of the word tribe.
Yeah, tribe. You've got to be able to prove what tribe you come from. and having a beard and being a barista is not a tribe, all right? So I need you to be able to take me back.
Or
in
raising
one of those
your children
kind of,
in a very affluent part of the world.
I need to see what tribe you're from. You better be able to produce the papers if you're gonna say tribe. It's my tribe.
Kitty, we'd love you to stick around. We have a really bad offer for you, though. Would you like to take part in the quiz from the newspaper with us?
Oh, yes. You all know how much I love news shows. I just cannot escape them.
Well, we're going to save the plug for your show till the end of it, so you've got no choice. Plug your book, I should point out.
All right, stick around. Kitty Flanagan doing the paper quiz with us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined by Kitty Flanagan. Are you ready to do the paper quiz?
I sure am.
Great.
You've got
That's
no
the
choice,
enthusiasm
Kitty.
We love.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
That's exactly what it is,
well,
from the newspaper.
Can I just get a handle on the quiz by asking what paper we're working from?
What are we from today, Buzzy?
Herald Sun today.
We've had help from varying celebrities before with varying degrees of success.
Yes. Prime ministers are generally the worst.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Waleed Ali was surprisingly good.
I do love a quiz. We do a quiz in the dressing room before my shows. That's our that's our team warm-up.
You know, some people do a prayer.
Showbiz isn't dead.
Some people have a beer. We do a quiz.
You know, if you go see Kitty and she's stumbling and slurring her words, she's had too many questions backstage. Up and about. There's only five questions.
Great.
And there was a time when producers tried to edit it and make it more entertaining. That stopped.
Yeah.
So they're just as they're printed.
Yeah. Okay. And we're a team. It's not a competition. Oh, we're working together.
Okay, good.
And we've run out of time. So thank you.
Here we go. Question number one. Which 2019 movie stars Dennis Quaid as Ethan Montgomery?
Oh, it's a dog one.
Oh.
Is it the dog one?
Dog
is it the dog
movie?
One?
We do need the
What's
name.
The title?
Beyond the dog's... The dog's life in quizzes. The dog... a life's journey in dog.
Oh.
Dog. All what? Those words are somewhere
okay.
in there.
Okay, let's lock in all that.
That's a lot.
We'll take
to lock
dog
in.
And journey.
Journey.
I reckon if we get dog and journey, we're
sure.
Through.
Okay,
great. Question number two.
Good one, Kitty's flying from the start.
In 2015, who had the hit with the song "Love Me Like You Do"? That was Ellie Goulding.
Oh, "Love Me Like You Do." Yeah,
the Beatles.
Ellie Goulding.
Oh, sorry.
Same.
Yeah.
Took Kitty for the first answer. We'll take Carrie's on this.
Oh, it was actually Buzzies.
Here we go. Question number three. The first Grand Prix motorcycle racing season was held during which decade?
The first Grand Prix motorcycle racing.
How long has it been going for?
Was it the 80s, I reckon? Mick Doohan was probably... That was when he became like a superstar.
Really?
I reckon
what
before
about
then?
The guy? Yeah, I reckon.
Didn't they do that before?
That doco they did on Senna or whatever.
He's Formula
when
One.
He's
cars.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we? Motorcycles.
Motorbikes.
Motorcycles.
I'd be guessing the 80s.
But clearly life starts for you with Mick Doohan. No one was racing bikes before that. I'm going to say 1940.
I'm doing
40. Okay.
Just to challenge Tommy.
I realise as well, I was born in the 80s, and so I'm
That's
just doing
That's your only reference?
My, well, I only go back to then.
That'll do. I think they were riding motorbikes before then.
And I was born in the 40s,
I feel like the MotoGP is a new thing.
Yeah, okay.
You reckon? You.
Okay.
Should we split it in the middle, go 1960s?
Face in it.
I just don't think so.
Okay.
But okay.
Well, no, if you're confident.
I can see where they used to edit the quiz. Yeah.
All right, so we're looking in 80s.
Let's go 80s.
Okay.
80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, question number four. What are the names of the four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Donatello.
Donatello. Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Leonardo.
Michelangelo. Yeah. Have we said
We've
all of them?
We've said seven. Yeah, there's some double
I think
ups.
We named
and
all four.
And Van Gogh.
Buck?
Question five, the Tarantino? Final question Buck of the paper Van quiz. What is the nationality of supermodel Christy Turlington?
Oh,
is she
Christy Turlington?
American?
I thought she was Australian. No.
She was American?
American?
All right, we're looking in American. Here we go. Let's go through the answers. 2019 movie that starred Dennis Quaid as Ethan Montgomery. A Dog's Journey.
Yeah.
We got there.
Thank you very much. Eddie. I'm out of here. My 1 point.
2015, Ellie Goulding had the hit Love Me Like You Do.
Right. Two. Oh, wow, you guys can come to my dressing room anytime.
All right, question number three. I'm a bit upset.
He's
if
floored
I'm,
by
if
the
I'm
he
being
to turn
honest.
The paper upside down.
Yeah, because the answers are upside down. We locked in the MotoGP for motorcycles. We did lock in 1980s.
Was it the 60s? Yep. Is that why you're upset?
Kitty said the 40s, and that would have been the right answer.
Oh, no way! Look at me!
See, you this is what happens when I have a strong opinion about something. So wrong.
And I tell you why it annoys me, because
the
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, we got them right. And the model.
We could have swept the
board.
Christy Turlington is American.
Kitty, you're hosting the show now.
Rule 489, always listen to Flano when it comes to motorcycle questions.
Four from
I
five.
Me bikes.
Not only can she write
Kitty's
a great book.
400, yes, you go, sorry.
488 go. Rules for life. Maybe we can make it 489 and never listen to Tommy Little again. It is out today. Thank you, Kitty Flanagan, for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Harry and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
He's with Ed Cavalli in Next to Drive You Home.
Yes, we are in Next to Drive You Home.
I've worked out who the prawn is.
Thank you, Carrie. Now we're getting somewhere. Yes, I'd love to hear.
I think it's Tommy Little, and I texted him last night about
goodness.
It.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's Tommy Little.
I'm assuming because of you've spoken about my musical ability before, this means you think the prawn can't sing.
Well, no, I feel like
can't
it's
sing,
your
can't
body
dance, must
size,
be me.
Your body shape, because you can kind of see the,
a bit of prawn.
A bit of legs.
A bit of legs. Have I got prawny legs?
You do have prawny legs.
Do I?
I didn't appreciate your comment back, though, when I asked you if you were the prawn.
I was just about to walk on stage, and I wrote it back straight away, and I thought, you'll find that funny. And then I got off stage.
He said, you're a prawn. And I only discovered what a prawn meant last year, and I don't appreciate being called a prawn. That's
definitely not a prawn,
no,
Barry.
But we're friends.
If you were a prawn, he couldn't call you a prawn. Well, a prawn is, you tell him, Ed.
A prawn is that the body is delicious, but the head is somewhat.
You rip the head off.
Yeah, it's ripped the head off because it's
so
waste product.
It's a shocking.
No,
yeah, it's a shocking. It's terrible. I mean, it's. Yeah.
And you're definitely not a prawn. No. Even if you were.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it if you really were.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But you shouldn't be calling anyone a prawn.
You can't even think it. Don't even think it, mate.
Yeah, I can't think it. I'm not. Okay.
But even if you are a prawn, I mean, it's a compliment.
Exactly. There's a compliment embedded in.
You're 90%.
Exactly. Like it's actually like there's more.
I'll take it.
There's more. Like,
I would take it. I'd be
a prawn.
I'd love it. I'd go, great. Hey, can you put that on a poster?
Exactly.
I'm a prawn.
Your skin's the sort of colour of a prawn.
We got the delight from Nikki Webster on the project tonight.
Oh, we're talking to Nikki
what
as
a
well.
Legend.
Now, we're putting that one down as a yes. I got that one. I guessed that one on my board. Have you guys seen my board?
Well,
you seen
it
was
my so board? Obvious. It was either her or Steve Price.
Wasn't like that? Yeah, you're right. It was down to those two.
Yes, it was a very short person. Like a little person.
Cav, who else have you got for the prawn?
This is exciting. Thank you so much. I've got Darren McMullen or David Hasselhoff because there was... And something that hasn't been... focused on guys, is that Husey told the Lion that the Lion had, quote, powerful thighs.
That's well, this could end up being quite awkward when the lion's head comes off.
Yeah. I mean, if you said that thing to Bickmore over a text
message. If I was
trying to be furious.
Oh, the prawn's firing up again.
Oh, dear.
I think Lindsay Lohan thinks the lion's Chris Lilly, doesn't she? Is that right?
She has said that to most people.
Is that the only Aussie she knows?
She thinks the whole thing is a Chris Lilly character show.
I'm going to go Chris again. Next time. Jeez, he's good.
He's versatile.
Yeah, she.
Oh, it's like Eddie Murphy in the Clumps.
Did she only come for one recording and they've just used her? So is it Chris Lilly?
Cutting back.
We love Lindsay.
She's actually been awesome. I'm really enjoying
it. I love a WhatsApp group. You've got to get involved in this WhatsApp group.
I thought you're not in the WhatsApp
group. No, I'm in another one where she just sends voicemails. It's great.
Are you going to play
one?
Maybe I shouldn't. Go and play Lindsay.
What does she say?
Maybe I'll play one this afternoon.
You've got to play one.
Sure.
Is it going to be Lindsay or is it going to be Chris Lilly doing Lindsay?
I think it's Lindsay.
All right, we are out of here. Here's the NFL. See
you prawns later.
Later, guys.
Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply. Boom, 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 boom.